You're listening to LGRadio.online. I'm Leo Green, and this is In the 50s. Lots of your favourites coming up from the decade that had everything, including this, the recording John Lennon declared the first genuine rock and roll recording to come out of Britain. It was also the first non-classical recording ever to be made at the famous Abbey Road Studios. This singer's guitarist, Ian Samwell, wrote the song on a bus travelling to a band rehearsal. Now, it must have been quite a short journey because, well, Ian only had time to write one verse, which is why on this historic, much-loved 50s recording, the verse is sung twice.
Say it's gonna die, but honey, be let's face it. Well, he just don't know what's going to replace it. Yeah, that is Calypso's, I've got nothing on real country music that just drives along.
Cliff Richard getting us going on this episode of In the 50s with me, Leo Green, here on LGRadio.online. Thanks for tuning in. The husband and wife team, Boudelio and Felici Bryant, wrote so many 50s hits for the artists we feature in these shows. Many of the songs are hopelessly romantic and drenched in love stories, perhaps because, well, when she was 8 years old, Felici claims she had a dream where she was dancing with a man to a song she'd written with him. Now, years later, she says she met literally the man of her dreams, married him, and went on to write more than 500 songs with him, many of them huge hits. Amazing story. One of which was this, which is yet another ode to 50s romanticism and young love, which had provided the Everly Brothers with a number one in 1958.
Dream, 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 dream. Charms whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream, 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 dream. When I feel blue in the night and I need you to hold me tight, whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. Of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my And that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. Taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so that I could die. I love you so, and that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream, 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 dream.
The Everly Brothers with one of their many recordings that features the guitar genius Chet Atkins. Now, I can't imagine there'll be many songs featured in this series that have been performed by Vladimir Putin, but this is definitely one of them. Originally featured in a Western movie in the late 1940s, one publisher turned the song down on the basis that it was factually incorrect. He was convinced that the fruit mentioned in the song title couldn't actually be grown on a hill, and so it would be dishonest to promote that particular rhetoric. So he turned down the song, along, incidentally, with about 70 years' worth of royalty checks. By the time our next singer decided to record it, the song had already been a hit for Glenn Miller and Louis Armstrong. But one day at a Los Angeles recording studio, with 10 minutes left of a recording session and with no other songs to record, this singer announced he would like to have a go at recording one of his favourite Louis Armstrong recordings, and, well, it proved to be a very wise choice. So here it is, the song that's been recorded by perhaps the most unlikely quartet in the history of music, namely Glenn Miller, Louis Armstrong, Vladimir Putin, and this man.
Found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill, when I found you, the moon stood still on Blueberry Hill.
Domino singing Vladimir Putin's greatest hit here on LGRadio.online with me, Leo Green. Let's talk about understatements and what should certainly be a contender for the biggest understatement of all time. Interviewed in 1999, age 72, this next singer stated, "I never wanted to be a singer, but I was just told as a kid that I could sing, and things, well, they kind of snowballed. She then proceeded to sell more than 100 million records. She became the very first singer to have her own show on all three major American TV networks. She collected numerous number ones and Grammy Awards along the way. Not bad for someone who claimed she never wanted to become a singer.
What'll I do when you are far away and I am blue? What'll I do? What'll I do when I am wondering who is kissing you? What'll I do? What'll I do with just a photograph to tell my troubles to? When I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true, what'll I do? When I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true, what'll I do? What'll I do? What'll I do? What'll I do?
The reluctant star and queen of the understatement, Patti Page. Now, don't forget, I'd love to hear from you either via the message board on the website, lgradio.online, or via the email if you'd prefer. The address is info@lgradio.online. Any requests, dedications, or if you just want to say hello, I'd love to hear from you. Time now for one of my absolute favourites, one of the truly great rhythm and blues voices, who was also a fiercely intelligent and funny person. Just have a search online for some of her interviews and you'll see what I mean. Towards the end of her life, she toured with the great Bonnie Raitt as the opening act, and I can remember seeing her night after night in Ronnie Scott's club in the 1990s, delivering a masterclass in jazz and rhythm and blues. She also had a fantastic way with words, and I'll never forget how when her band started to play a ballad, she told the audience, "I call this music coffee grinder music. So find a partner, find a dark corner, hold on tight, and just move from the waist down." Here she is with her 1957 release.
When I was just a little girl with long and silky curls, my mama told me, "Honey, you've got more than other girls. Now you may not be good looking, but you soon wear diamond clips, and you'll never have to worry, 'cause you've got lucky lips. Lucky lips are always kissing. Lucky lips are never blue. Lucky lips will always find a pair.
great Ruth Brown. We've already heard in this episode of In the 50s with me, Leo Green, here on LG Radio, a song that was written on a bus. Now for one written in the lavatory by a gentleman called Buck Ram. Mr. Ram also managed the group featured on this next recording and wrote several of their hits, including this one, which holds the title of the very first doo-wop number one. The signs were there early on that Buck Ram was a talented man. He graduated from high school at just 15 and went straight to university. He wrote the lyrics for Bing Crosby's hit I'll Be Home for Christmas for his mother when he was just 16. But despite this, his mother did not want him going into show business. Now, Buck's mother was clearly a formidable woman who he was eager to appease. She desperately wanted her son to become a lawyer, and so he dutifully studied law. And on the day he was awarded his degree, promptly put it in his mother's hand and said, "That's for you. You wanted me to get a law degree. Now I'm going to become a songwriter." It turned out the law profession's loss was music's gain.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. I'm the great pretender, adrift in a world of my own. I play the game, but to my real shame, you've left me to dream all alone. I'm the great pretender, just laughing and gay like a clown. I seem to be, but I'm not. You see, I'm wearing my heart like a crown, pretending that you're still around.
Platters from 1955. And that concludes this episode of In the 50s with me, Leo Green, here on lgradio.online. Thanks for joining me. Please do check out the website for details of all our shows and be sure to tell your friends all about us. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.